Rainmaker FM. You're listening to The Digital Entrepreneur, the show for folks who want to discover smarter ways to create and sell profitable digital goods and services. This podcast is a production of Digital Commerce Institute, the place to be for digital entrepreneurs. DCI features an in-depth, ongoing instructional academy, plus a live education and networking summit, where entrepreneurs from across the globe meet in person. For more information, go to rainmaker.fm/digitalcommerce. That's rainmaker.fm/digitalcommerce.
Welcome back to The Digital Entrepreneur, the show where digital entrepreneurs share their stories and the lessons they've learned so that we can all be better in our online pursuits. I'm your host, Jared Morris, the VP of Marketing for Rainmaker Digital, and this is episode number 36. This episode of The Digital Entrepreneur is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform. I will tell you more about this complete solution for digital marketing and sales later, but you can check it out and take a free spin for yourself at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform. On this week's episode, I am joined by someone who started his journey out of frustration. He didn't have anyone to turn to when it came to his problems with money. He knew something had to change, and so it did. He did. He began to question his beliefs about money and who stood to make the most from financial advice from mainstream media. After intensive research, he learned from those doing it wrong. Today, he wants to help others achieve financial freedom. He gives his advice through his podcast, Get Your Money Right, where he strives to help others take back their purchasing power. He is Jamar Dupas, aka The Money Misfit, and he is a digital entrepreneur. Jamar, welcome to The Digital Entrepreneur.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, it's awesome to have you here. You and I, you know, first became acquainted as part of the Showrunner podcasting course. You joined the course when we launched it. So how's the podcast going?
The podcast is going pretty good, actually. It's surprising. I just, you know, after taking the course, just decided to start it, you know, with y'all's help. You and Johnny helped me out. And just it's been growing ever since. You know, I'm not on, you know, your level or Tim Ferriss or anything like that. But it's amazing the tens of thousands of downloads we've gotten from, you know, just my little old voice. I don't do any interviews or anything like that. So it's been great.
So it's just been all monologues and you basically giving people advice about, I mean, because your show is Get Your Money Right. So you're giving people advice about, you know, about money, and it's just been you so far doing monologues?
That's it. I think what really helped a lot, though, was, and I learned from the Showrunner course, was getting into New and Noteworthy. Right. So we jumped off to a good start, got into New and Noteworthy, and got a good boost from that. And I guess it just kind of resonates with people. I'm just pretty much just kind of telling my story, you know, kind of being just talking about money as it relates to real life that, you know, a lot of the financial gurus and stuff, they kind of don't dig into because either they've made it and forgot what it's like to kind of still be going through journey in life or, you know, maybe had some other situation. So I'm just kind of telling my story and then it's helping people apparently. So it's been a lot of fun.
Very nice. Well, the podcast is obviously an important part of what you're doing. And so we're going to talk in this episode about your journey as a digital entrepreneur. And so I'm sure that we will be touching more on the podcast and how it fits in. But I want to begin with the question that I always ask our guests to begin these episodes. And that is this. I've always believed that the number one benefit of digital entrepreneurship is freedom. The freedom to choose your projects, the freedom to chart your course, and ultimately the freedom to change your life and your family's life for the better. For you, what is the biggest benefit that you have derived from being a digital entrepreneur?
Oh, man, that's not fair, Jared. You already took the answer.
you're allowed to agree with it and expand on it. That's totally fair game.
I definitely do agree with it. But I guess if I just kind of had to add on to it, one of the biggest benefits of being a digital entrepreneur is, and it's fun because you kind of get to see what's coming down the pike. And we're turning into a digital world. The world is digital, right? So if you're going to be an entrepreneur in this day and age, it's, you know, what other type of entrepreneur would you want to be other than a digital entrepreneur? And at least definitely from a marketing and customer outreach perspective, being digital is almost, you know, vital these days. So definitely the freedom, but also definitely being able to kind of see into the future and be prepared for what's to come.
Yeah, that's a great answer. That's one of the reasons why I structure the question that way, is because I know most people will say freedom. So yeah, I like to kind of get that one out of the way. And everybody, but everybody always has a unique perspective after that. And that's yours is one that we haven't heard before. So that's a great one.
Awesome.
So let's go back. Let's kind of get into your story a little bit. Take me back before you became a digital entrepreneur. What were you doing? And what was missing that led you to want to make a change?
Oh man, what was I doing? I've done a lot of things. I think like a lot of entrepreneurs I meet today, I'm just all over the place. There's so many things that I want to be doing. So, I started off, I was born at a young age. And then there was college, and I wanted to be a doctor, believe it or not. I wanted to go to medical school. So I was pre-med and undergrad, and then halfway through that, decided I didn't want to do that because it wasn't what I thought it was. But I wanted to make money. I wanted to kind of travel the world. And I met a guy one day who said he made like $40,000 a month. And I was like, you're lying. Nobody pays anybody $40,000 a month. So I've never heard of such amounts of money, mm-hmm. right? Growing up, we were taught if you could be a doctor or a lawyer or even like the post office worker or something like that, then you've got it made. So when I first heard of that, the gentleman told me, he said, you're right. Nobody's going to pay you that much. You have to earn that much. And that's when I first got my wind of what entrepreneurship is. It's funny because I never even really heard it that way or even thought that I could be an entrepreneur. It was always grow up, go to school and get a job. I didn't even think of me or anybody around me being a business person.
Yeah.
So that's kind of when I, you know, my ears start buzzing and I kind of got my foot wet in the, you know, the whole, you know, network marketing, MLM type of direct sales type businesses. Mm-hmm. And I did okay with that. But that wasn't really my cup of tea. And then I started a bartending business.
Really?
Yeah, I started a bartending business and I was doing private parties, which was something else that's kind of just fell in my lap because I had no idea people actually hired people to come to their house and stuff like that to do parties, bartend and mix drinks, you know?
Had you been a bartender like before, during that, or was this something that you trained specially to do because you had this business idea?
Well, I went to school. I went to a bartending school because I needed money.
Yeah.
And so I went to bartending school, and then one of the instructors that was there, he asked me one day if I wanted to do a private party. And I was like, you know, sure, why not? And that grew on to something else. And then one day I couldn't make it. And then I asked a bartender friend that I knew if she could make it for me, go to the party for me. And I charged a flat rate per hour plus tips. And I told her, I said, hey, I'll just pay you all my money. She says, no, I'll just keep the tips. You can keep what they pay you. And that was my first like taste of making money without having to actually be there, like actually doing work for the money.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like this.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay.
And so that kind of grew from there. And then I had some guy to come and bought my business from me. After that grew, I was doing Super Bowls. I even did a party for like Puff Daddy. It was a bunch of crazy stuff.
Oh, really?
Crazy story. Yeah.
Wow. We might have to do another episode and just talk about stories from your bartending experience.
Yeah, it had to be a late night edition, though. That's,
I bet.
And let my wife listen to that. But I sold that business. I blew all that money. And I started consulting for other people who owned bars. And I was running bars. Then I got into commercial real estate. I've done so many different things.
Yeah.
But to make a long story longer, what brought me out of that was I wanted to get married. Mm. And I was like, okay, this life is not conducive for being married.
Yep.
So I had to find another way. And I remember that time I actually saw copy blogger, and I was actually on their email list, but it didn't really pay much attention to it until like years later. Now I'm like all over you guys stuff. I'm like everything Rainmaker Digital, you know, mm-hmm. I'm all in on, you know, and but I've always wanted to have freedom. I've always wanted to be able to kind of live on my own, do my own thing. That's kind of what attracted me to a lot of things that I've ever done was how does it fit around my own lifestyle? And I knew if I wanted to have an awesome marriage and have an awesome lifestyle, being in the bar business probably wasn't going to be conducive for that. So mm-hmm. I had to get out of that.
Wow. And that kind of led you to where you are now.
Yeah. So I'm actually a firefighter. So I work, unlike most of the people that I think that you have, I actually still have a JOB. Mm-hmm. So that kind of fell in my lap as well too, but it was also kind of part of the design. It's, as a firefighter, we don't work every day of the week. We yep. work and we batch our hours, so to speak. So we work 24 hours at a time or 48 hours or whatever, depending on what city you're in. And that was attractive to me because, like, I can get these hours out of the way and have several days off to kind of pursue my entrepreneurial goals.
Yeah.
I could still make some money and I can manage some money that was steady, so to speak, that could fund my entrepreneurial dreams. And that was kind of the thought process behind that.
Well, that's why I love this story because, you know, you're right. A lot of the people that we've had on the Digital Entrepreneur are people who have gotten to the point where they're doing it full time. But for so many people, you know, those stories have a part in them where people are working and they have kind of a side hustle. And the goal, of course, is to make the side hustle the full time job. But, you know, most people have to kind of go through that transition and kind of manage priorities, manage time, manage money, juggle all the things like you're doing right now. So this will be a great perspective.
Absolutely.
So tell me about the milestone or the moment in your career as a digital entrepreneur with the work that you've done online that you are the most proud of.
To be honest with you, it was just starting.
Yeah.
Is the biggest milestone because it was like the biggest fear, I should say. And not even really fear because I don't believe in fear, but more of a doubt, right? I don't think people really fear. I just think they just have too much doubt. And doubt, of course, leads to fear. And doubt is just a lack of information. And I think one of the things that the Showrunner course helped me do, and even podcasts, not just this one, but all types of podcasts and seeing examples of other people doing things, it just gave me enough information to drive out doubt. And it's like, look, if this person can do it, I can do it. And even in those times of doubt, I said, you know what? I just got to get started. And even my show today is still kind of, you know, it's not where I, you know, dream for it to be. But just getting started was, I think, the biggest milestone for me that kind of got this thing moving.
Man, I'm glad you said that. Because I tell you, in all the work that we've done helping people with podcasts, that's, and it's the same thing with, you know, starting a business or any kind of online pursuit or side hustle pursuit. That fear of starting can just be so pervasive and can just really stop people in their tracks. So I'm glad that you highlighted that as something that you're proud of because it's something so easy to overlook. Oh, I started. Who cares? No, that is like the biggest hurdle for so many people. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And kudos Absolutely. To you for starting. It's
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you. But let me say this, though. I got into your course about this time last year and I didn't start till March. So,
hey, that's okay.
You know, but I started.
Exactly.
Right? So, just for anybody's out there who's kind of beating themselves up about it, you know, just it'll happen. Just keep getting that information in and just do it. Just do it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Jamar about his most humbling moment as a digital entrepreneur. We'll be right back. As you probably know, stitching together a website that truly gives you everything you need to demonstrate your authority, connect with your audience, and earn recurring profit isn't easy. You have to find good hosting, plus security and support you can trust, which is a headache. You need a patchwork of plugins that can prove to be a nightmare at the worst possible time. You need the ability to create content types ranging from blog posts to podcasts to online courses. And what about integrated landing pages, email marketing, and marketing automation to deliver a truly adaptive content experience? These aren't nice to have features anymore for the smart, profitable digital entrepreneur. They're necessities. Well, you have two choices. You can piecemeal it all together, pay more in total, and then cross your fingers and hope everything plays nicely together, or you can use the Rainmaker platform. Rainmaker is a fully hosted, all-in-one online marketing and sales machine that gives you everything out of the box in one dashboard. You can run a successful podcast, host authority-building membership areas, and sell in-depth, module-based, revenue-generating online courses. You can even use Rainmail to host all of your email lists and send broadcast emails and autoresponder sequences right there in your Rainmaker dashboard. Plus, the full email integration with your website platform gives you insight about your audience and content flexibility that you simply cannot get with separate solutions stitched together. Oh, and rather than having to choose from one of 100 different places for support when you have a question, with Rainmaker, it's just one support team ready and excited to help you out. All of these reasons and more are why Rainmaker.fm runs on Rainmaker and why all my personal sites do too. But don't just take my word for it. Check out the Rainmaker platform for yourself. Go to rainmaker.fm/platform and start your free 14-day trial today. That's rainmaker.fm/platform. Now, back to my interview with Jamar Dupas, and he, in a little bit, talks about how he uses Rainmaker for his business as well. So stay tuned for that. All right, Jamar, so tell me about the most humbling moment in your career as a digital entrepreneur, and most importantly, what you learned from it.
I don't know if this is a moment, but more of a process of kind of looking at my numbers and then comparing myself, my show, my business to other people. It was humbling because I start to realize the work that it takes, right? That goes into doing something great, right? Mm-hmm. It goes into doing something outside of the norm, so to speak. So it's really humbling that I get to see other people doing such great things, and I'm out here and I'm working. It's like, man, I'm working, and not sure if it's working. But then you see the results, but then you hear other people's stories, and so it humbles me to kind of sit back and kind of look at that, and just gives me grace for myself, right? It's like, look, you know, maybe you're not making $1 million a day, but you know, have some grace, sit back and relax. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and it'll all happen, you know, in due time.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about the podcast. Can you give us just a little bit of an overview, I guess, of kind of what your business is right now? I know, you know, from looking at your website, it looks like you're starting to build a membership. Do you have any streams of revenue yet, or is that something that you're kind of planning on for the future? Where are you kind of at with the business right now?
So right now I'm kind of still in that discovery mode, right? So I have working on a course right now, and I've done a few webinars kind of research. And really I'm in a stage of serving, right? Just kind of serving my audience, finding out what they want, what resonates with them. And it's funny because I don't have any services on my site, but I get people that email me all the time, say, hey, could you sit down with me? I want to talk about this money thing.
Yeah.
Or me and my wife, or me and my husband, we're having kind of an issue. How do you and your wife do this? So my revenue has kind of come out of that, just kind of people emailing me, and I go, okay, we'll sit down and, you know, so I guess you'd call it kind of one-on-one consulting, so to speak. So, okay. But initially it was going to be, you know, podcasts and courses, but I'm finding so much more by talking with people one-on-one.
You know, and I'll tell you, it's one of the themes that I'm starting to find out here as we go through these episodes of The Digital Entrepreneur, is you find that a lot of people start out, you know, doing kind of the services or doing the consulting and really learning from those one-on-one experiences and using that to then inform a course. And a lot of times they even thought, hey, I'll do courses first. But of course, while you're doing that, you have to pay the bills. And that's where kind of the consulting and the one-on-one stuff comes in. And I think there's a benefit to doing that, because I'm sure you'll learn and probably already have learned from those experiences so much that will then inform and make your courses even better.
Yeah, absolutely. I've learned quite a bit. And the things that I think that I should talk about a lot of times, it's not exactly what everybody wants to talk about, you know. So I talk about money, but a lot of people want to know about credit. Like, how do they get their credit, which is a part of the whole equation.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how much of a mystery it is for so many people. So, you know, those are kind of things like that.
So what is the one word that you would use to sum up the status of your business as it stands today? If you had to pick one word.
I'd probably say raw.
Raw?
Yeah, just really raw. It's, you know, just like a ball of clay, right? I'm still in that period of trying to mold it and trying to figure out, you know, which way this thing is going to go, which I think all entrepreneurs are always doing that, right? I think Brian Clark talks about that quite often, about pivoting. And if you look at his career and look at where Copyblogger is going and what has come from and where it's going, you watch all these pivots. So I think it's kind of part of the natural, you know, evolution of a business, but definitely I would have to say raw right now.
Okay. What is your biggest recurring pain point as a digital entrepreneur?
Getting in my own way. I have so many ideas, right? So
I laugh because I feel you.
I've got so many ideas and so many things that I want to do and think I should do. But then it's like, okay, get this one thing done first. So that's a reoccurring battle that I have with my own self, like every day, you know, so.
And what element of your daily work gives you the most satisfaction?
Just hearing the stories, right? I just got an email the other day from a single mom. you know, and she has three boys, and, you know, she just was bouncing checks and, you know, overdraft fees and, you know, all this other stuff. And, you know, we sit down with her and I talk to her about, you know, her money and everything. And one of the things that happens a lot of times is, and, you know, I know it's not particularly about digital entrepreneurship, but just kind of tell the story. A lot of times that happens is people overpay their taxes, mm-hmm. or they just kind of ignore, they're distracted by life. So this young lady was getting a tax refund of like $6,000 a year. Right. And I said, well, you know, but she was bouncing checks. She couldn't make ends meet. And I said, well, you know, if we can make adjustments on your tax returns, you can get, that's a $500 a month pay raise you can give yourself instead of waiting all the way until, you know, April or whatever. And, you know, we did that. We went on, walked with her onto the IRS website. There's a little calculator. She typed in her numbers and it spit out her W-4 for her to change her deal. And, you know, she hits me up like 3 months later. She's like, I got a new job. I'm working on a new skill. I've made more money. You know, my sons are doing better in school. I mean, it's just, so those are the things like that, that just, it just blesses me. Just, it's just that, those are the things that, this is the reason why I do it.
And there's nothing better when you create content, especially any kind of educational content, and you get those stories. It's like, you know, hearing you talk about starting after taking the Showrunner podcasting course and those kind of stories. You're right. I mean, there's nothing better at all. Definitely the most satisfying.
Yeah.
So let's open up your toolbox real quick. What is one technology tool that contributes the most to your success as a digital entrepreneur?
This is such a softball. And hate to sound like a fanboy, but it's going to be, I have to say it, it's the Rainmaker platform.
Nice.
it's just, I work out of it. It hosts my podcast, the blog, the website. It does the design for me because you get the kind of higher Rafal to do your design for you, like,
yeah.
off a template. You know, it's just the tool that I use that it makes everything easy for me. It's all in one place. I use Rainmail. I was one of the early adopters of it. And so it just makes things for me easy.
Very nice. And I love the design that you have on your site too. It's you're using Digital Pro, which is the same one that I use on my site. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what about the non-technology tool that contributes the most?
It's not very green, but paper. I like pen and paper. I have a paper calendar that I work out of that's on my desk. It's a little folder that I use. I jot down my thoughts on paper. I journal to kind of get all this junk out of my head. Yeah. So non-technology, I guess it's using paper and ink pen to kind of get things out of my head.
We've had a few people say that. Pen and paper still holding on strong, even in the digital age. There's, there's something about just, and I like it too. And there's something about being able to work it out with a pen that just helps. I don't know. It's, there's a better feeling when you do it. Okay. So earlier I asked you for the one word that you would use to sum up the status of your business as it stands today. And you said raw. When we talk again in a year, what would you want that one word to be?
Let's go with systematized. I like systems. One of the big draws of my podcast and the work that I do is I kind of design systems around money. So you don't have to think about money so much. Cause I think a lot of people struggle with money because of decision fatigue. And I think I get some of that too with my digital business, trying to make decisions every day. So I try to make just maybe a couple decisions early and just, you know, go through the day and just do the work. So
I love that. I love that concept of decision fatigue and doing what you have to do, creating systems to combat that. That's great. Cause I think a lot of people face that, especially when you're an entrepreneur and you have so many decisions to make and so many seemingly open-ended decisions, it can be really overwhelming.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, and this goes to the people who still have the 9-to-5s and stuff. It's you're dealing with that and then you're dealing with life, right? I have a wife, I have three kids. We got one on the way. Which is the first announcement made on podcast. So congratulations.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Exclusive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you got all that. Oh, and I have a dog too. Can't forget about my dog.
That's but right.
You got all that and you're trying to be a great person and you're trying to be a great husband, a father, an entrepreneur, a friend, a son or daughter. You're just trying to be all these things. It's like, you don't have any time to make too many more decisions. There's already these other things that really need your focus. So, I'm really a proponent for that.
Very nice. Well, I've got a few rapid fire questions to ask you as we close up here. Are you ready for them?
Let's do it.
All righty. So if you could have every person who will ever work with you or for you read one book, what would it be?
I'd have to go with Proverbs in the Bible. There's something about having all that wisdom. You know, I think the word wisdom even means like the ability to live a skillful life. So that probably one. And if they're like allergic to the Bible, it's something that they can't, you know, touch or something like that. it probably would be like How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, that's a great book.
Because it taught me to focus on others. And taught me how to talk to people, and that has done so much for me. And I tell people this a lot of times. You know, my last four or five jobs that I've had or gigs that I've had, I've not even filled out an application, even in the fire department. Don't tell anybody this, but even working for the city, I had a job offer before they even had an application on me.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, talking to people and winning friends and things like that. But it's a great, great, great book that I think everybody should read.
Yep, I agree completely. I actually got the audiobook for that and listened to it on a drive from Miami up to Virginia Beach, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. And it's great. You know, the headline of that book, it's so benefit driven. And it almost sounds like it's kind of selfish, you know, like you're learning how to manipulate people, but you get into it. Right. It's all about listen to people, remember people's names, you know, like it's basically, you know, be kind, be empathetic. It's just, it's some great lessons that when you do them can really, you'll see benefits from it too. So it's terrific.
Absolutely.
If you could have a 30-minute Skype call to discuss your business with anyone tomorrow, who would it be?
Probably Tony Robbins. Mm. You know, he's kind of like that digital entrepreneur before it was really cool to be digital. Mm-hmm. I think he's kind of started on like books and CDs and seminars and things like that. But just to kind of watch him grow and watch his business to see what it is today. He's a juggernaut and he has so many different avenues and things like that. And I was going to say Brian Clark, but I think your last few guests.
Everybody says that. It's like a subtle way of saying we want Brian back hosting the podcast, giving us these 30-minute episodes.
Yeah. You know, you go to rainmaker.fm, you still see his little picture next to hosting. And it's like, well, you know, come on, Brian. Where you been?
I know. And I'll have to have him back on here. Say, everybody wants a 30-minute Skype call with you. So we'll do a big group call.
Yeah.
What is the one email newsletter that you can't do without?
ConvertKit, I guess, is a good one. They have a pretty good email.
Yeah, they do.
Newsletter. Yeah. If I had to pick one, I'd say ConvertKit is good.
Okay.
I'm not a ConvertKit user, but I they have a good email.
Yeah. No, their strategy stuff is smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
What non-book piece of art had the biggest influence on you as a digital entrepreneur?
Probably my family. And there's a big portrait of us when I go outside of my office every day. And one of the reasons why I try to batch my hours of work and want to be a digital entrepreneur is because I've always wanted to be like an involved dad, right? I've always wanted to kind of be around. My door is always open. I work here in the office at the house. And my kids can come in and be kids and stuff like that. And they motivate me and motivate me to try to, you know, make income from wherever I am so I can be with them and do that good stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love that. What productivity hack has had the biggest impact on your ability to get more meaningful work done?
I guess it goes back to my family, and that's I first got this from Stephen Covey. He talks about I don't know if you heard the story of the big rocks in the jar. Well, I'll tell it real quick because it's a good story.
Yeah.
So there was this professor. He was in front of a class. He had these ambitious, very smart people in his classroom, and he pulls up this huge mason jar and he puts it on top of a desk, and he takes a bucket full of big rocks, and he puts all these big rocks in this huge jar, and he asks the class. He said, "Is this jar full?" Because he fills it up all the way to the top, and then they're like, "Well, yes, of course it's full, right?" And then so he takes out some smaller rocks and gravel. He takes the gravel and he pours the gravel into this jar, and he fills the jar all the way up with gravel. And then he asked the class again, "Well, is the jar full now?" And they were like, "Well, we thought it was, but apparently not, because we see where you're going here." So then he takes a bucket of sand, and then he pours the sand, and the sand, you know, kind of flows through the cracks that's through the big rocks and through the gravel. And then he asked, "Is this jar full?" And of course, at that time, they say, no, it's not full because, you know, you got something else up your sleeve. And then he takes some water and he pours water and the water kind of sits in and until the water starts overflowing outside of the mason jar. Mm-hmm. And then he finally asks, is the jar full now? And of course, it's like, yeah, it's full. And the moral of the story is, if you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in.
Yeah.
And most people start with sand or gravel and then they can never get their big rocks in. So my productivity hack for me to get things done, especially here being at home, my wife, she's our chief home officer. So she works from home, or she you know, raises the children from home. My kids are usually at home. My big hack is to make sure that they are taken care of first. Hmm. And, you know, so I say, okay, we got them settled. We got, you know, got their activities going and things like that. Now I can sit down and I can go put in some work. If not, mm-hmm. if not, then I will be interrupted about a million times throughout the day. So
it's a win-win. You take care of them first and then you're able to take care of yourself and get your work done.
Yeah. And here's a tip, especially for you. I know you're a new dad. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And this is, you know, anybody with young kids out there or getting ready to have young kids, you know, if you go out with your children, people always say, how are your children so well behaved? Well, I put the big rocks in first. So I feed them and make sure they're watered and they have tinkled before we go out in public. That way, you know, and naps and things like that. You do take care of those things and they're angels. If not, then they'll wreck you.
Yeah.
They'll wreck everything you're trying to do.
Good advice. Very good advice. So, Jamar, what is the single best way for someone inspired by today's discussion to get in touch with you?
I just head over to my website, yourmoneyright.com. Again, it's just yourmoneyright.com, or just look me up on the podcast. The podcast is called Get Your Money Right. It comes out on Mondays. It's for ambitious individuals. Specifically, I talk a lot about marriage and how to handle money with families and just kind of everyday life. And also my life as a digital entrepreneur as well. So it's a lot of fun. So that's probably the best way to get in touch with me. And of course, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff too.
Excellent. Well, Jamar, thank you so much, man, for taking the time. This was a blast. Awesome to have you on The Digital Entrepreneur.
Thank you so much. This is an honor. I can't tell you how much this has blessed me to be on the show and to have just even get an invite from you guys, because I, like I said, I'm a big fan of Rainmaker Digital. I love everything that y'all are doing. So just keep up the good work and keep leading us to the promised land. So
hey, that's what we're trying to do, is serve people like you. And so it's great to be able to have you on here and tell your story. So this was great. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
My thanks to Jamar for joining me on this episode of The Digital Entrepreneur. It was great having him on here and having him share his story with us. My thanks, as always, to Toby Lyles and the team that edits this podcast and makes it sound so good. And of course, to Will DeWitt and Caroline Early for their help on the production side. And most importantly, my thanks to you, the loyal digital entrepreneur listener. Thank you for being here, for listening to this show. You are the inspiration, the one that we do this for. So it's great to have you here. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, words of advice, I don't know, or tweets about sports, because you know that I like those, tweet me anytime at Jared Morris, JerodMorris. I always love hearing from you. So yeah, send me a tweet. Let me know what's up. And make sure that you join us next week, because we'll be back with another brand new episode of The Digital Entrepreneur. Talk to you then.